Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We have to talk about that because I'm sad.
What's that?
Because I played it all the time.
Yeah, I never played.
It was awesome. When it first came out, it was so fun.
I went to McDonald's a lot. I love McDonald's. But I never played the game.
I remember I was like in high school, and oh my God, we all collected those little things.
Mm-hmm. The Monopoly game, right?
Yeah, the Monopoly from McDonald's game. I mean, it was a big high school thing that we all did. Now I find out we didn't have a chance in hell.
They don't do it anymore?
Yeah, I'll explain it in a little bit.
Oh.
It's very sad.
We never had a chance, you mean?
We never had a chance. Oh. Bunch of crap.
That's not cool.
It's not cool at all. This is an interesting story to me. I know I've told you this story before, but so remember the Danny Bada douchebag?
Yeah.
That I worked with?
Yeah.
My partner?
I know who Danny is.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So I think I told you when I first started working with him, Entertainment Tonight said, it was when, the guy that's Iron Man, what's his name?
Downey?
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr. was in Palm Springs, and he was in a really bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad shape. They thought he was going to die, and he was on drugs, and it was really bad. So Entertainment Tonight came to our radio station in Burbank and said, hey, Danny, we know you've been sober for a while. We'd like to get you to tell us, you know, what are your thoughts on Robert Downey Jr.? So Danny says to me, watch this. He goes, come with me. So we know that Entertainment Tonight is coming in about 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So we go downstairs to Dolt's, which is a bar.
Yeah.
And he proceeds to do about 15 shots.
Before they get there.
Yes.
And they're there to talk about the drugs and the alcohol that Robert Downey Jr. is on. Because this guy's sober, what he went through and how he got clean.
Now, remember, I've just come from Denver. And this is my first moment in like what Hollywood life is like. Right? I've just moved from Colorado, and I'm like this little innocent girl watching this going, what the hell? I watched this man do 15 shots at Dolt's, and I can't say anything because I'm terrified. I don't know what people do here. This is a new town for me.
Can't rat him out.
No, he's my new partner. And then he stands on the steps, adults, and they bring a film crew, and he's like, yeah, it's a shame, you know. It's hard to be sober, but, you know, you got to work out and find other things to do. And I am sitting there like.
They couldn't smell the alcohol.
No.
Any?
Nope.
You should have said, like, excuse me, you can take your cameras and get out of here. Danny's drunk.
BJ, I swear, obviously can't make up this story, but I was like, what in the hell have I gotten myself into?
He had them all duped?
Yeah.
He thought.
Yeah, because I think it was peppermint schnapps he was downing.
Wow.
So he smelled like a big peppermint ball.
A red-headed peppermint ball.
Bad. So the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, Keith Urban is sober, and they asked him about Demi Lovato. Now,
are you implying that Keith Urban is not sober, that this is the same situation?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I always have a skewed, it's not fair what happened in my life, because now I'm scarred.
I got you.
When they ask sober people about.
So in your mind, you kind of question, is Keith Urban really sober?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just always, it's not Keith's fault. I'm sure he's sober. I've been scarred. I've been scarred, BJ.
I find it strange, though, that they go look for these people.
I hate it.
It's just like, well, why are you doing this?
I hate it.
I mean, you don't really know what Keith Urban is doing. You really don't.
No.
But why even put that pressure on him?
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's different. What Keith Urban did doesn't mean it's going to work for, what's her name?
Demi Lovato.
Demi, yeah.
All right, so here's what Keith Urban had to say.
You know, we heard that terrible news about Demi Lovato. I mean, what does she need right now, in your opinion, Keith?
I don't know anything about her personally. just good people around her and a willingness to want to live a different way if that's what she wants to do. It's all up to her.
Yeah, I mean, he even admits it right there. Like, I don't know her. I don't know her situation. I can't really, you know, give her the path. Everybody's got to find their own.
Isn't that a crappy thing to do?
I think it is.
Because then, to me, Keith Urban becomes identified as the guy that was jacked up.
I feel like it's lazy on the reporter's part.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
I really do, because they just don't have any other question.
Yeah, and it's just something easy to go to. But Keith Urban doesn't want to be identified as that guy. He's a singer.
He's not a spokesperson for Getting Clean.
No, exactly. Anyway, sorry I shared that really long story, but my brain is jacked up because of it. I feel like I need therapy.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think I do, too. There's a lot of other stories that, bad. All right, Mila Kunis says her relationship with Ashton Kutcher was like their movies. Here it is.
Ash and I hooked up. I did a movie called Friends with Benefits. He did a movie that was very similar, no strings attached. We lived our movies out, where we were like, let's just hook up. Let's have fun. We're both single. We both trust each other. Everything's great. Like, none of us want attention. So we hooked up for 3 months. And then, just like our movies, one of us caught feelings and then went up to the other and was like, I have feelings for you, so I'm going to walk away because I know that this is not our agreement.
Who caught feelings?
Me.
Man, she's the perfect woman. You can just hook up, and then when somebody gets feelings, you walk away. Man, what a formula.
Oh, that's so sad.
The way the world should work.
Oh, my God. It's your dream gal.
Yeah, that's her.
So then I guess she walked away and she waited for a while and then, well, listen what happened.
I walked up to him and was like, you know what? I actually care about you and I don't want to mess anything up. So I'm just going to walk away before like it becomes too much. And he was like, got it. And then the next day he showed up to my house and he was like, move in with me. And I said, okay. And so we never dated. We hooked up for 3 months and then we moved in together.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if she's the perfect girl anymore. Then, she moved in.
And then she had babies.
And he moved in.
Yeah.
And then that, I don't know about this. I'll take it all back.
I don't know. That's crazy. Oh, speaking of which, John Cena and that Bella chick are done forever.
That's what I hear.
Ugh.
That rumor's floating around.
Yeah.
What caused it this time?
So, you know, okay, so Nikki Bella and John Cena. She wanted a ring for 7 years. She wanted a ring.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah. 7 years goes by fast, though.
And she also wanted a baby. And he always said, he's not going to have a baby. He's not going to have a baby. Not going to have a baby. And then, but then he did get engaged to her, I think last year. So then she was like, okay, this is great. Well, then she was living this lie. She's like, you know what? No matter what, I still want to have a baby and he won't have a baby.
Right.
And so he's like, so she broke it off. She broke off the engagement.
Right.
Because she wanted a baby. And it sounds so familiar. It's crazy. It's like, it's weird.
It's like 6 months ago this all occurred, right? Or like, maybe 4 or 5 months ago?
I don't know. It's like a state of weirdness.
Yeah.
Anyway,
weird. It's weird.
So weird. And so then he said, you know what? Okay, we can have a baby.
Okay.
And so she's like, what? We can have a baby?
Now they're back together again.
Yeah, and then they got back together again.
Yeah.
So then she felt like he was lying. She felt like he didn't really want to be a part of the baby's life.
Is this what just occurred?
Yes.
That she feels like he's lying?
That he doesn't really want to be a part of a baby's life.
So.
Yeah.
Mm.
So she's, yeah.
Wow. So now it's over again.
Yeah.
And this time for good.
Yeah. And then she moved out.
Mm.
Yep.
You still having that deja vu thing?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see in months to come.
Okay. Just wondering if you're having
there's a lot of
crazy little gut instinct you got going
weird?
There. Yeah.
A lot of weirdness in that story. Yeah.
Wow, that story.
It's sad.
I think that's a very common play out, though. That whole scene you just said. I think it happens a lot more than you realize.
Really?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Huh. That.
Just my thought.
Okay. I'm just going to
a lot
leave
of couples
there.
Go through stuff like that.
You know what? Life is crazy.
It is.
Life is crazy.
It's a shocker sometimes.
You never know. All of a sudden, John Cena has a car seat in his Ferrari.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just weird. John Cena with a car seat.
Not weird. It's just part of life. It's part of the journey.
And then in one episode, it was weird because he bought a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's going to put a car seat in the truck. And people are like, wow, that's crazy.
A car seat does not belong in a truck.
No.
No. It's not to be a car seat.
Nope.
Will you do your next story, please?
Alex Trebek. I guess he's going to retire.
It's about time.
His contract is up in 2020. Here is what he had to say.
Mentioned to our producer not so long ago that the fellow who does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings, they should consider him.
What about a woman?
There is an attorney.
Laura Coates. She's African-American.
And she appears on some of the cable news shows from time to time.
That felt like a dubbed-in thing.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, the sound sounded different.
Yeah, it did.
That was weird.
But I think it was the other guy saying it.
Oh.
I think it was two different people there talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Here's another little clip from Alex.
What are the odds that you will stay after 2020?
50-50 and a little less.
Hmm.
Those are all just cut off at the end. Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. They're both that way.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, Les Muñez is staying as CEO of CBS. What do you think about that?
I think he's going to weather this storm.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it yesterday. I mean, what happened, I guess, with these women. But they're old incidents that happened many years ago. I'm sure that he's going to get a little slap on the wrist from some of the CEOs and, you know, the board of CBS. But I don't think he's going to lose his job.
I saw somebody, I don't know who it was, and they were saying basically, they're like, you know, we're all guilty. Like, if everybody came after us from back in the day.
Yeah.
He's like, it was just a room of sexual harassment. But the women accepted it and we did it. And
yeah, it was the culture.
Yeah.
It was the culture. Right. You and I have been, you know, through this business for a few years now. And it was a part of this business too, was it not?
Well, remember that one boss, he wore a, this is going to sound weird, but our CEO of, it was like Clear Channel for a little bit and then it was AM FM and I don't know what company it was. Remember he had a penis necklace.
Yeah.
Around his round.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He did.
Yeah. Randy.
Yeah. I do remember. Yeah. I do remember. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And that was a culture. We had a guy when I was in Tampa, we had a guy down there that worked in the building. He wasn't really, an operations manager or whatever, but he was a very well-known personality. This guy, he would take nude pictures and he would tag them up in different people's offices or in a cubicle or whatever. So when they came to work, they'd get a big laugh out of it. I mean, which absolutely could not. And we're talking dirty stuff, you know? But everybody would laugh along. And it was part of the culture for some reason.
And it's not just media. My friend, he said that when he first started becoming a pilot, he was always shocked when he would get into the co-pilot's chair.
Yeah.
Because he pulled down the visor and there'd be a ton of Polaroids of naked women.
Yeah. That's the way. Yeah.
You know, so it's every business.
And with this CBS guy, you know what? This guy, if you remember when the Harvey Weinstein stuff came out, and that's when things started really snowballing on this hashtag Me Too movement, Les was a big proponent of that. He went out on a limb and he put out memos and he spoke and he said, you know, all this culture has to stop now. And he was in the forefront of all this. So you got to give the guy some credit. He recognized it was going on. He participated, but it all has to change.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Plenty.
It's all crazy. All right. There you go. I'm done. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.